It's 8:45. This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Last night, a group calling themselves the Aspen Parent Action Committee held court for about an hour during the public comment at the Aspen School District Board of Directors meeting. Reporter Allison Bektesh was there and joins me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Zoe.
So we know there's a lot of history here, but let's start with last night. What happened at the school board meeting?
So there was a very organized effort by this parent group to speak on three main issues. One, student test scores and school rankings. Two, teacher turnover. And three, the workplace environment at the Aspen School District. You only get 5 minutes during public comment. So in order to get all of this information across, they kind of had this flow where six different parents came up, talked for 5 minutes at a time, and kind of each picked up where the other one left off, of course, with big clapping throughout that standing room only crowd room during the way. So some public comment then pushed back on the action committee's comments, and the board president, Sheila Wills, and Dwayne Romero, who's also on the board, then responded.
And what are the specific concerns of this new group?
The thing is, nothing about this is all that new. They cited the elementary school slide in state rankings from in the 60s to in the 300s, a 16% teacher turnover, and this feeling of a closed-door retaliatory culture over at Aspen School District. These are issues I've been reporting on for more than a year. They were central during the topic of school board elections last fall. These comments also closely mirror parental concerns from more than a decade ago regarding Superintendent John Malloy and his last school district, from which he ultimately resigned.
You say you've been reporting on these issues for a while. Can you put some of the concerns into context for us?
Yeah, it's obviously more complicated than a five-minute public comment, obviously. So first, the rankings. That's one of those things where you get a look at those numbers however you want. The workplace satisfaction survey that gets cited a lot, that's changed throughout the years and missed years, so it's not exactly an apples-to-apples comparison. I do have some comments from the 2018 survey, which include, quote, administrators need to be transparent with their work and communication with staff, and, quote, toxic place work to work, soap opera-like atmosphere. For something like the academic rankings, former high school college counselor Kathy Klug turned to the parents group and said to stop citing the U.S. World and News ranking because the criteria they use unfairly hurt ASD rankings. She's a powerhouse in this community. Her and her husband both stood up in support of the board and the administration. Here's what she had to say to the parents that showed up last night.
So I have to say, please stop talking about how unhealthy we are. There are unhealthy relationships in every organization. Tackle those, and the people that feel those, let them be get a forum. I commend you parents for being involved. I've invited you into the schools for 25 years I've been here. We've never had such an open door towards parents. Good on you for getting involved. Please get involved with the facts, though.
So that audio is a little hard to hear. Sorry about that. But you hear the hurt in her voice and also that she's scolding this group pretty badly not to speak against the district. So as a former administrator, you have to wonder if that's the reaction when you try and speak up. Isn't that kind of proving the point about how criticism is received?
So that kind of speaks to the workplace environment. What can you tell us about ASD administration?
First of all, I know we use that term kind of broadly, but I do want to touch on one really special moment during the meeting last night where Kathy talked about how great of a leader we have at the high school in Theron Mulberry, and the entire room burst into applause. He's very strongly supported. But there are some issues. Of course, Elizabeth Hodges, the HR director, has been in the news recently, and the perennial Malloy complaints. They read a list of quotes from an Indiana publication, which sound really mirrored image to why teachers were not in attendance last night, feeling free to speak up. So there's this kind of this upper management that is controlling the culture there. It really comes down to the school board. Sheila, the president, eventually told the group that they were running late and had to move on. And of course, the room erupted into laughter because they feel like they haven't been heard time and time again, just like that. Dwayne Romero ran on a platform of being aware of these issues. He says he believes the complaint and will stay vigilant, checking in with this group. The board was asked about reviewing Malloy, suggesting this 360 review term and a more internal culture for the surveys to see what's really going on at the school. And basically it was left as, we'll make sure we talk about this some other time.
Okay, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you.
Reporter Allison Bektesh filling us in on last night's Aspen school board meeting and a new concerned parent group that has formed. I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.